Psalms 22 and verse 22, but before we look at that, and I think that's where I ended last week. Last week we talked about how we need to praise the Lord. I don't think Christians praise God enough. Diane, you started by, I mentioned how you praised God in that Sunday school for your car and stuff. And I said, we need to praise the Lord. I don't care what you're going through right now. You could be going through all kinds of hardships and heartaches, but I'm telling you, you still got something to praise Him for. Just being saved is enough to praise Him throughout all eternity. Amen. We taught you in Psalms 9, verse 1, that we should praise Him from our heart. In Psalms 9, 2, we are praise Him with our tongue. And we sang Psalms 48, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Remember how we did that last week? We showed you in Psalms 9, 14 that we should praise Him of our salvation. Should never cease. The praise of our salvation should never cease. Amen. I've never got over being saved. Amen. I don't think I'll ever get over. And look at that. And then we talked about Psalms 21, 13. People don't offer up praise for God because of God's power, because they don't believe in His power. And they don't believe it because you don't either. And many times we stop the great works of God because we don't believe in Him. What stopped, God says, because of their unbelief, many things were not done. And if we have faith, all things are possible. Amen? And so, look at, and I think this is where I left off, Psalms 22. Look at verse 22. David said, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the congregation. We're in the congregation right now, aren't we? Will I praise thee? In other words, when we come to church, we ought to be coming to church not only to hear preaching and praying, but we ought to come to church to hear some praising. How many can say, praise ye the Lord? Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's do it again. Praise. You're the praise. You're the hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Who won? What side? Okay. We'll be doing a lot of that during vacation Bible school and stuff like that. But we, you know what? We have fun. We teach the kids how to praise. We teach them how important it is. But do we do it ourselves? You know, if our kids never see us praising God, they're not going to be praising God either. They are what we are. Amen? And we take on the image of our parents. Hello? In many more ways than just physical. Hello? And so we need to praise Him. Look at verse 23 in that same chapter. Ye that fear the Lord, praise Him. How many see that? All ye seed of Jacob, glorify Him and fear Him, all ye seed of Israel. Man, we're to be glorifying Him, praising Him. There's nothing wrong with saying, hallelujah, glory to God, praise God. I'm not a, listen, the Baptist been doing it way before the charismatic ever got on it. And look at verse 26. Verse 25. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. You know what? Years ago, it was a Baptist church not too far from here. I went to hear Dr. L. Lacey bring a revival. And the pastor's no longer there. It's been a long time. And Dr. Lacey was preaching, and I was amening. You're right. I was. I'm talking about an independent fundamental Baptist church that I thought was a pretty good church. And I praise the Lord. Amen, Brother Al. Yeah, man. I never did a yep, 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 because I thought they'd take me right out. And after about four or five amens and people looking back at me, I just said, Lord, I'll be silent just so I won't hurt the service. But you know in my heart I'm rejoicing. And I came home and told Rose, I said, man, I'll never go to that church again during a revival because those people. Now, listen, I don't say you got to say amen to have a great church. But I think when you come to church, if you feel the Lord moves your heart, you ought to be able to say amen.
Amen.
I don't say amen makes you a good church. Please don't misunderstand me. There's a lot of churches that are quiet. But I think there ought to be liberty in God's house. Not foolishness and not wildness, but not confusion. God's not the author of confusion. I remember one time I was with Dr. Hiles at a pastor school, and the Spirit of God came down. I think you were there that night. You guys were there that night. I don't know what year it was, but we talked. And then there was an anointing came down. Now, I'm not talking about jibber-jabber. I'm not talking about charismatic stuff. I'm telling you that there was an anointing of God came down. It came down, of all the years I went there, it came down twice. But Dr. Hiles was so conscious of all the people. People were in the aisles, Eddie. People were crying out to people. Man, they made altars. Everybody was down praying in the aisles and everywhere. I mean, by their seats and everything. The place was packed out. And you could just sense the power of God. It was all, God just came down, but I'm going to tell you right now, it was a manifestation of God. And there was no tongue speaking, by the way. But people were going, they were crying out and moaning and repenting of sin and all kinds. It was phenomenal. I've only had that happen two times all years I went there. It was very special. Very seldom any church ever has that. And he was so conscious because I don't know what it's like in Argentina, but like, say, for instance, Canada. In Canada, the people are very reserved. I thought I was in a Canada church when I was up at that one church with Al Lacey. They don't say hardly any nothing. They never say nothing. They're very quiet. They're very reserved. And remember, at those pastor schools, there's people there from maybe 100 countries, 50 countries. And I'll never forget, Dr. Hiles was so thoughtful. He went to the mic and he said, "Don't worry, everything's all right." He was worried about the people that never said amen in their churches. He was worried about, because they had never seen anything like that in their life. Of course, even fundamentalists that were used to shouting, well, we knew what was going on. And I wasn't scared in it. I was taken up in it. It was exciting. I think you were there that night. Was that the year Brother Jewel was there, that singer, the old man? Remember the old man rocked the whole place? About 85 years old, Brother Jewel. And he sang. What I'm saying is this. There ought to be liberty in God's house to praise. And God makes his habitation in the sanctuary of praise. God wants to be where people praise him. Right now in heaven, right now, in 24 hours, well, there ain't no time there, but day and night, right now, over and over, thou art holy, thou art holy, thou art holy. The angelic hosts are just praising God. They got more sense than we do, don't they? Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy, O Lord. And right now, they're just all. Can you imagine Jesus loving us? He came from the splendor of heaven and the praise of heaven to the curse of the world, to be cursed and to be spit upon and to be crucified, where he was elevated on the throne. Can you imagine how much he loved us, how much he gave up? Hello? Think about that. Well, anyways, we need to learn to praise him. And praise him in the church. But more, I'd rather see you praise him in your car and praise him in your house. Something happens, you'll say, man, glory to God. You know, I have Baptocostic fits here a lot. But I have Baptocostic fits in my house. Hello? And so, notice. Look at Psalms 28:7. The Lord is my strength, and he is. We have no strength without him. And my shield, The only thing that can protect you is the Lord. I'm going to tell you right now. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart gladly rejoices, and with my song, I will praise him. Eddie, I've never been a singer, but I like to sing. And I don't care how much it hurts people's ears. When I get caught up in it, I just let it fly. I get so excited about the Lord. That's why sometimes I'll just start singing, jumping up and down. I know I'm not a singer, but God knows my heart. Amen? Amen? And you know what? I don't care where you sing out for the Lord when you're somewhere. I don't care what, if it's really from your heart, it won't offend people. If it does, too bad. Jesus said, if you don't praise me, the rocks would if I told them to. We don't have more sense than if the rocks have enough sense to praise him, if he spoke to them, why wouldn't we want to? Hello? Yeah, this is something I was thinking too, Coolidge. Did you know there's no redemption plan? There is no redemption plan for the angels. The Bible says when you look in Peter, they desire to look into it. Yet the angels obey God and they praise him all the time. We're the only ones that God gave redemption. Many times we don't obey him, we don't praise him. Duh. Hello? Isn't that amazing? We need to learn to praise our Lord and not be so reserved. We need to be able to rejoice. No matter what we're in, we need to learn to rejoice. This is only a short time. I'm just passing through. I know there's a lot of heartaches and there's a lot of sorrows. By the way, there's a lot of pressure, and it seems like we're getting more and more pressure all the time. And the world's getting more wicked and wickeder. And I hear on the news where they killed them little children. And I just don't know what. How can the world get any worse? And it does. The Bible says they will become more wickeder and wickeder as the time goes by. And so we got to learn to be able to step out of this and step inside him. Amen. Are you with me? There's a scripture, just I didn't have a plan. Hold your hand in Psalms. Don't lose Psalms. I'll come back. I just thought of the scripture. Look at Colossians 3:1. I didn't have this plan, but I'll put the scripture in there. Colossians 3:1. I hope I'm right on it. This Bible says, if you're risen in Christ, let's see here, seek those things. Give me a couple words, I'll have the verse. If he be then risen with Christ, then seek those things which are above. Is that what it says, Coolidge? Go ahead and read the whole scripture. We're in Colossians 3:1. Yeah, preacher, how can I be risen with Christ? I'm not dead yet. No, listen, look up here. I know we're all here at 745 North Freedom. I'm not a charismatic preacher. But we're risen with Christ. Yeah. Lou, God already sees me and you up there. Yeah. Harry, in God's eyes, you're already there. Right. You've already made the trip. See, God sees those things as though they're not, as though they are. Yes. See, I passed, when I got saved, I passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. And God, see, where's Jesus? See, I'm risen in Christ. Oh, I know one day I'm going to have a physical resurrection. I understand that. A spiritual resurrection. But God, the Father, he sees us risen. So what we need to do, even though we're caught up in this crazy world, is say, man, I'm just going to go up and spend some time with the Lord and get out of this crazy place for a while. I know we're still down here. I know my feet are still planted down here. But sometimes it's just good to go up with the heavenlies. Am I making sense to anybody? And so, read that scripture one more time. It's a great scripture. Yeah, if you're saved, you're risen. If you're not, then you're not.
Seek those things which are above.
Yeah, look to the things of God.
Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
Yeah, and one day soon, he sees, he's He was a real Savior. He's a risen Savior. Now he's a reigning Savior. He's a righteous Savior. And one day soon, he'll be a returning Savior because he's at the right hand of the Father. But one day, he'll be coming back for us. Amen? So let's go back. Isn't that a great scripture? Lord, let me. There's a hiding place today, D. And our hiding place is not here. It's with the Lord. The Bible says that God is our refuge. Look at Psalms 46:10, I believe it is. It's either 46:10 or 46:1. 46:1. 10 says, be still and know God. Here's 46:1 of Psalms. Psalms 46:1 says, God is our refuge, a very present help in time of trouble. Is that what it says there, pretty close to it? Amen. Yes. But did you get the word? He's a very present help. In other words, he's right there, right now. Amen. Present. Ed White, if you're here, say present. See, that's what the Lord says. I'm present. Amen. I'm right here with you. Say, oh God, would you just let me go into you, into the refuge of you? Lord, overshadow me right now and help take away the world. And Lord, just fill my heart and my mind with all the things of God. Help me get by this heartache and this sorrow and these troubles. Amen? Put your wings around me. The Bible says we're gathered. He doesn't have wings, but the Bible teaches how he shelters us. He's in the cleft. And so truly, I know we live in a hard day, but I'm going to tell you, there's still refuge. And one day, the Bible says to be absent from the body, be present with the Lord. I'm not worried about dying. I'm going to tell you right now, the moment a Christian dies, they go up. Amen. Then when the rapture of my body will come up. Amen? Amen. Well, look at Psalms 28:7. Oh, I tell you, this is amazing. Rod, I'm still cranking on the first paper. It's the second time. 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. Because he's my strength and because he's my shield, my heart trusts in him. See, that's what happens. We start trusting ourselves. We start trusting all the worldly things. And we wonder what happens. We got to put our trust in him. And when we trust in him, he says, I am helped. Let me see that. Therefore, my heart gladly rejoices, greatly rejoices, and my song will I praise him. And we ought to have a song in our heart. I wrote this down. Do we have a song of praise for our Lord? We may sing some days when it's good, but do we sing in the bad days? Lester Roloff used to always say, don't sing in the light if you can't sing in the night. In other words, if you can't sing in the hard times, don't sing in the good times. In other words, we should be able to sing, no matter if it's good or bad, there ought to be a song in our heart. You know the old song, whistle while you work. I never could whistle all my life. And these guys would go, I never could do that. That's why I bought a whistle, you know. We ought to have a song like that in our heart. Oh, I loved him. He's the best of all the rest. You know, something like that. There always ought to be a song. Lord, I love you. Lord, I want to praise you. Have a song in your heart. Have a song in your heart for God. And you'll be better off to have that. And do we have a song? In years to come, we may look back and say, boy, I should have praised him more. I should have rejoiced more. You know, I think this is what I closed with last week. We talked about the good old days. We think about the good old days. Andrew came over Saturday night, and I gave an interview. He's doing a college thing about the 50s. And he said, I was telling him how gasoline was, I remember gasoline as a kid, 17 cents. Yes. I seen it in a gas war, 11 cents. Yes. When I first got married, 39 years ago, June 28th, we bought gas every day across the street from Rosie's dad, $24.09. Now you get 1 gallon for $4. In 1970, I was buying 4 gallons for $1 and got some change back. Like McDonald's. Bert Leo, I'm telling you, I bought 4 gallons of gas for less than a dollar. About $3.96. Now it's $3.96 for one. And by the way, I'm saying that for a reason. And it's already 8 o'clock, but I'm taking a few more minutes. I feel like preaching a little bit. We used to call that the good old days. And they were good. Because you know what? Every day God gives us is a good day.
Amen.
See, every day he gives us. That's why I brought that message. It's good to be alive. I brought a message. You ought to get that, Brother Dana. I got a message called, it's good to be alive. Because every day that God gives us is precious. And right now, even though it's $4 a gallon, next year it might be $5 or $6 a gallon. We're living, we'll say, boy, I remember we bought it for $4. And if the rapture don't happen, Lukey and Natalie and Tiffany be talking about, I remember Dad and Grandpa used to buy it for $4. Now we're paying $20. Boy, those were the good old days. We're living in the good old days, Betty, and we don't even know it. But God wants us to know it. Can anyone say amen? Well, let me give you another scripture and I'll close. Well, I'll look at chapter 35. I'll close on it. It's 8 o'clock. We got choir practice too. You're lucky you got choir practice. Preacher, keep going. Just thought about that. And I'm glad for choir. The choir's been doing tremendous. Look at 35:18. I'll close on this. 35:18. Psalms 35:18, yep. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. We ought to come, Jackie, we ought to come to church with a positive attitude. We ought to come, you know what? We ought to come, Lord, help me be a blessing. Lord, I can't wait to get here to thank you for all your blessings and tell all the people how much we praise our God and be a blessing to each other, amen? We ought to be coming here giving God thanks and try to be an encouragement to one another. Dr. Howes used to say, boy, I miss Dr. Howes. I believe he was the greatest preacher of our day. I believe that with all my heart, that Jack Howes was the greatest preacher, maybe of almost all time. I think he was one of the greatest preachers of all time. And I remember he said this. He said, be good to everyone because everyone's having a hard time. You're not the only one going through heartache and problem. Why don't you be a blessing and then let them be a blessing to you. Amen? Diane told me, she was talking to me the other day. She says, preacher, I learned that truth. I get the money and I give it away. I get the money and I give it away. And God keeps giving it. Watch this. That works more than just money. You give love, give friendship, give joy, give praise. Are you with me?
Amen.
How many are with me?
Amen.
And he keeps filling that reservoir. I'll read this scripture and we'll close. Psalms 35:18. I will give thee thanks. In the great congregation, not just the congregation, Mark, the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Don't be afraid to praise God in front of an audience. Don't praise him to get an audience. You know, sometimes people just do stuff, they want to have people hear them. That's not real praise. Praise is when you don't care, but you're not ashamed to praise him in front of them. I know, you know, you girls will be singing, or something be going, and I'll be going, amen, amen. Wow, glory to God, and I'll be, you guys be preaching, we'll get excited, me and Rod, boy, they'll be preaching on the blood or something. We'll go, yes, sir, amen, we'll be waving our Bibles. Yeah, 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 yep. You don't understand. I don't do that for your benefit. It's inside me. It's like the prophet said, there's a fire in me burning, and I can't contain it. And when it's real, people see it. Don't do that to be a show. Only do it if God puts it in there. When I don't have it in me, then don't feel bad. But that's my personality. Maybe God has you praise him in another way. Are you with me? And I'm not better than you, and you're not better than me. We both have our way of doing it. But either one of us, no matter how we do it, we should never be ashamed to praise our Savior. Not just in the church, though. Even among the world. When you're out in the restaurant, bow your head and pray. When you're working, you're at your lunch table, bow your head and pray. Even if you're at your workbench, bow your head and pray. Don't worry about what other people say. Just say, Lord, I want to tell you I love you today. I want to thank you for this bologna sandwich. I want to thank you for my wife that prepared it. I want to thank you for the job that you gave me that I make money to provide, pay for it. Lord, thank you for the health that I can be here to do it. Hello? Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Try it again. And oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first love me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And sing it, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved just a man. And oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Just the ladies. Oh, how I love Jesus. Yes. Great, ladies. Together now, we'll finish. And oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. I'm glad he loved us. I'm glad he loved us today. Let's stand for prayer. Glad you came tonight. Choir, we got choir right after this. Brother Eddie, would you lead us in prayer? Brother Eddie Wilson.